Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live and the Vance Rogers warped version of Niken's Family Feud. I hesitate to do my Southern accent because some of you would interpret it as a mockery, so I won't do it. I can't do an English accent and pretend to be Richard Dawson or even the beautiful man that he is, the current host, Steve Harvey. And if you've never seen Family Feud, I think you will play along. What's at stake here today is the Myrons and the Meekers, Team Myron, Team Meeker. We've got Michigan and Texas, Team Meeker formerly from Wisconsin, but as Lyle has admitted to us, he got sick of shoveling the white stuff, so he wanted to enjoy, as he just reported to us, 100 plus units of sunshine today, a little bit of gross humidity, so you get a second shower the second you walk out of your door, whether you want it or not. But Niken this week in the show Family Feud, if you've never watched it, you don't know the premise, you can catch up really quick, but they survey people on a regular basis, and you've got two families that are represented, and they are answering questions. So let's get started. Question number one, this is a required question. Lyle, how old are you?
68.
I had to think about it for a second. So,
well, birthday's coming up in August.
And it's answers like this that since 1976, Family Feud has dealt with the oddness of people and the way we answer questions. So, and Renee, representing Team Myron up in Michigan, age for you and Ron?
I'm 68, Ron's 71.
Okay, so look at that. We got 68 represented twice, and 1968 is the best year of on the planet to be born. I might be a little biased. It's the only year that you can reverse the number. 68 becomes 86, which is the year I graduated from high school. But enough about Vance, okay? We're not going to digress today. How long have you guys been wellness consultants?
Ron and I. Go ahead.
26 years for us.
26. Lyle?
17.
17. Wow, I didn't realize that you were that young in Niken. Okay, I'm going to skip down. We both know that everybody knows you're from the United States. Let's first talk about, and if you haven't done the survey, if you didn't receive the survey, please, as who was it the other day? I think it was Emma who shared with Nancy Cosman. If you have any issues whatsoever, or maybe this was you, Renee, who said this yesterday, they all say the same thing. Call us. Share with us what's going on. We're here to serve you. This is what they get paid to do. Most of them, I think, all work from home. They work remotely now. That's just the way that we can set it up. Customer service. Ron, Renee, you go first. Team Michigan. Strongly agree or strongly disagree with the overall of what Niken's customer service is providing?
Strongly agree. They're excellent.
Why?
Anytime I've had an occasion to call them, my issue is always resolved promptly or within 24 hours. Trying to think of an example. There was something just recently.
I'll give an example. I called them. It's probably been about a month ago, and I don't remember why I called. That issue was resolved, and I got a call back a half hour later or something, and the representative, I can't remember who it was, just said she was calling back to remind me that we had Niken reward points we hadn't used yet, and they were going to expire in July.
So that was why I called the other day, to cash in our Niken reward points.
Okay. Lyle?
Strongly agree, kind of a lot of the same things that they've had any time, and I haven't had to call too often, but when I have called, I have gotten real quick response on to my question or my problem that I had. And I even want to say it was like a day or two later, I even received a follow-up call to make sure that the problem was taken care of.
Okay. Products. And I know some of this is elementary to folks, but I have a reason. We have a reason for going over this. And let me just share that reason with something that I learned probably my first year with Nikan. So this would go all the way back to, like, oh my goodness, when the dinosaurs were roaming, to 1993, 1994. Nikan has two responsibilities, just two. As a research and development company, responsibility number one is to research and develop unique and innovative products and then ship them in a timely manner, get them to the end user, whether that's a customer or a consultant. We're all customers of Nikan. We're all purchasing and discovering and living and sharing products. And then their second responsibility for those of us who are consultants, which is most of us who are listening right now, or that want more from it, just other than a customer experience, with the intentions on making a profit, Nikan's second responsibility is to pay us in a timely way. And, Lyle, how often do they pay us?
Well, they can pay us weekly, and then they can pay us monthly.
Describe that for somebody who's a Nephite who doesn't understand that we could get paid weekly or we could get paid monthly.
Well, the weekly is the customer volume that you got for that week. Markup difference you can receive weekly, and then monthly is all your total volume of your whole team.
Okay. And one other question on that weekly amount, and we'll defer this right back to Team Michigan, Ron, and don't worry, Renee, I'm not calling you too, Tom, and you know this. Ron, with that weekly, and you and your brother ran a successful mechanic shop. So if you changed the oil or you did a brake job on a customer, did they say, hey, I'll pay you, in a few weeks, months, maybe next 6 months, or do they pay you right then for that service?
Most often it was right then, but there were
right,
some
most
customers.
So, and I don't, everybody knows if you walk into any grocery store, any Walmart, or wherever you purchase things on a regular basis, you usually pay for those right away. Nikan does the same thing. So just when the products should get shipped, someone's going to get compensated for them. And if you're directly involved in connecting to a customer, then you're going to get paid a little bit more. So how did the products meet the needs? You don't strongly disagree or strongly agree. They just do. And do I need to read the testimony that was sent to me from our newest consultant who 9 days ago had never even heard of Nikan? Let me just share mine. And Jeannie Zeden she's been texting me this morning. And here's what I came up with. Ron and Renee, you've seen the pictures. And if anybody, you want to see what the least expensive products that Nikan has. What is the least expensive product? Well, in my opinion, it would be the Nikan Kinetic Tape, the tape that all the athletes use. Everybody knows about what Kinetic Tape is all about. The only difference is, in my opinion, Nikan's is better. Why? Because it's less expensive and it's got more technology built into the product compared to what I found at the athletic stores, Walmart, or wherever else you buy stuff, Walgreens, QVC, not QVC. I guess you could get it on QVC, but CVS Pharmacy, Rite Aid. What is Kinetic Tape? Well, it just helps the body do what the body was designed to do. And all the athletes know this. That's why they wear it, whether you're an older athlete or younger. But from surgery, minor surgery for me, from surgery to scar, 2 weeks, The total cost for me out of pocket was $646. That's with the insurance that we have. If you want to see blood and guts, I can send you the pictures. But it was way less expensive and less discomfort than I thought it would be. Until the, what do you call that? The lidocaine? Is that what they use for a local? Whatever they use, until that starts to wear off, then it gets a little bit, what's another word to describe the word painful?
Challenging.
Challenging. There we go. Challenging. A little challenging. Like, I want to pull over to the side of the interstate because, and then I remembered, wait a second, if I elevate any area of the body to lessen the amount of activity in the body, it won't hurt as bad. And sure enough, I did cheat because the instructions said I could. I popped two Motrin, or maybe it was just one. But as soon as I got home, I grabbed a Nikan wrap. I grabbed not one, not two, but three power chips, and I placed them directly over. Now, the instruction manual from the surgeon didn't say I couldn't do that. She just emphatically said, don't touch the bandages for 48 hours. So the end of the story is simply this. The 13-year-old that I get to parent, okay, named Addie, when I finally took off all my own devices, which after I was able to take off the bandage, took off, I put on it four of the little replacement discs that we buy for the insoles or the Magflex. I don't know how you get them to go into the Magflex. I tried that. It doesn't work so good. But I had four of those in a straight line. I made sure they were clean. My wife told me nicely, you're going to get that infected. And I said, well, then they'll just lop my whole arm off, and then I won't have to deal with an infection. Yeah, we weren't that crass with each other. But when you see the after results, as a friend asked me yesterday, why'd you put magnets on it, man? I said, well, why not? And so I quickly stepped back and said, if I'm on the pavement, I'm not grounded. If I'm standing in the grass and I take my shoes and socks off, I'm grounded. There. All the environmental solutions are out here in the earth. And so we had a brief conversation. But when you look at the results, the goal is not to cover my body with scars. The only way that I know how to do that or to help those, and again, I'm probably making too much of a strong accusation of what I believe, what I strongly agree the Nikan products will do. But why not? What are the alternatives? Let's talk about the business opportunity. And Renee, this is where we're going to come back to you. You got, what did you say, 20-some years you've been in Nikan?
26, I mean.
Okay, long time. We're not going to talk about rank because my rating of the business opportunity was all over the page on this one. Even had somebody ask me via email, well, Vance, you understand the compensation better than anybody else, but I think the best way to explain it is Jeff Van Vlerken taught me this years ago, you produce and you get paid. Renee, what did you do outside the home for an occupation?
I worked in health food stores, and
okay.
I owned health food stores.
And you owned your own, so if you had no sales for like 3, 4, 6 months, how much compensation did you receive?
The door was closed and there was none. if there was no sales, I'd be out of business.
So Jeff's not too far off in his assessment of Nikan. You produce, you get paid. When there are sales, there's profit, there's revenue. I know Nikan's compensation plan is not quite that simple, but that's how. Renee, where do you see, and this is a fun question that's on there, the training and development programs that we have now, specifically the WE Academy, because you've taken the time to go through it. Nobody's going to force you to go through it. But talk about that. What are your thoughts on the training program, those seven modules? I'm kind of biased on the follow-up because I think the guy who introduces that one's pretty good looking. I mean, Ron's good looking too. I mean, because you're married to him. But, I mean, anyways, talk about the WE Academy. And it's very new. Some of us are still like, I have no idea what you're talking about. The Wellness Entrepreneur Academy that's available on Nikan's website. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, last night I finished module one, and it's basically the introduction to the WE Academy. And I was pleasantly surprised. I didn't realize that it was going to be so informative and yet straightforward. It was good. And if you were just learning about Nikan, you would love it. If you've been in Nikan for a long time, you would say, oh yeah, this really answers questions for somebody that's new and is a good reminder for somebody that's been in it for a long time.
Okay. It's sort of like, I guess for me, and again, I'm not all the way through it yet. I will be. I'm taking the Genie's Eden philosophy, which is simply when you, in any occupation, when you go through a recertification course or an original certification course to do anything, you have to make the decision. Some companies will pay you to go through their training programs. It's on-the-job training. Char Rogers, my mom, with her restaurant, with her other businesses that she had, and this is in years ago, and she applied the same thing to training people in Nikan. It's on-the-job training. Let's go out and introduce people to the products and to Nikan as a business opportunity, and you will get paid as we go. I think that's the way that I understood it, and it's another simple way. But I want to take a sidebar, you know, commercial here and just remind people, both Lyle, Team Texas, and Team Michigan, you guys have both done the survey. And if you didn't click the last box to get the results back, so you can go back and kind of review how you responded. And it's okay if you didn't, but let's talk about the difference between, Lyle, how would you explain to somebody, this is a question that Rita asked me yesterday, what are the difference between incentives and a promotion? Lyle, you go first. Incentive, what is an incentive? What's a promotion?
Well, an incentive would be something that kind of sparks your motivation to move forward or excel and give you, you know, a kind of a reward, but, you know, it's something that will pay you back for what you're moving forward. A promotion would be a new product, a sale, you know, a special pricing or buy one, get one type event. That would be a promotion to help get a particular product into customers' hands.
Okay, so incentive, if I could say it this way, if I'm hearing you correctly, incentive would be long-term. If you work for a company, a job, long-term, if you do it for a year, maybe there's a year-end bonus at Christmas time. And a promotion is more short-term.
Right.
Like in an introductory offer on the Jade Creed Time Citrus, I can't remember what the promotion are, but was there, even if we had one, but most of us know that when Nikan introduces a new product, you get it. You start using it, you'll get the benefits. So now, not everybody is going to agree, but newest customer for Vance and Stacy, again, 9 days ago, she'd never heard of Nikan. Her insoles arrived on Monday, and this is not a medical claim at all. I'm just telling you what she texted me. I put it in my email. I got a cortisone shot in her foot, and she was in agony all day. That's the way she described it. As soon as she put the M steps in her sandals, She said she could feel the difference. What was the difference? It was an immediate promotion to the way her body worked. It was not a long time. I don't know. She left on vacation today for 2.5 weeks. I don't know where she's going. She didn't tell me. But I sent her a reminder and said, make sure you take the insoles with you. Because if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody in the family going to be happy. And that's what I texted her. But that's a, so that could have a long-term, you know, and again, we're talking about the business. All right. Let's go through this here. And I want to finish and wrap up with this and then just let you guys talk about this. And I apologize. I didn't do the Southern accent that I thought I could because that would be too much, again, they said a mockery of the people in the South because you think I'm making fun of you, and I'm not. I'm just trying to be more relatable. But last and final question. Oops, I missed the final answer. I left it blank. I don't know how I did that. Last two questions overall. Lyle, you can go first, and then Ron and Renee. Overall, I am satisfied with my experience as a Meekin consultant. Strongly disagree or strongly agree?
Agree. Strongly agree.
And why? Looking back over 17 years for you and Sandy.
Well, one, the benefits of all the products, a wellness home, and the synergy of all the products and having a wellness home. My story is this. I have not been to a doctor for any sickness or wellness in 16 years. It must be working. I go for my annual physicals at the VA, and that's it. You know, yes, they got me on some of those medications that when you retire from the military, once you got on them, you just can't get off of them. And trying to convince them to take you off them, that's a pretty difficult challenge. But anyways, it's, you know, the benefits and other customers that we've had and people that we've had that have used the products and their stories is better than the money that you get. It's that feeling in your heart that you help somebody and they feel a whole lot better.
Okay, sort of like what Luis challenged us with a month or maybe 6 weeks ago. Discover, live, share. Some of us forget how to share. Like a good movie, like a good restaurant, we forget that. And it's the sharing, not the selling.
Right.
And again, I'm not new to network marketing. I'm not new to the industry. But Lyle, you just nailed it. That's the overwhelming satisfaction. As my mom said years ago, the results that we experienced as a family with grandma and avoiding, this is a strong accusation, but you just said it too, Lyle. She didn't have to have a third knee replacement. And we don't know why. Maybe it's a coincidence. We don't know. But it was, anyway, I won't go into it, but mom always said it this way. If that was the only thing, I'd do it all over again. Because watching my mother go through the agony and the recovery of both of her knees replaced, she did not rebound very well. And this was back in the 80s. So, long time ago. I'm likely to continue as an Meekin consultant in the future, Lyle?
Oh, definitely. It'll be a Meekin consultant until they close the lid.
and as we approach our 50th anniversary, I don't anticipate that happening. Okay. So up to Team Michigan. Satisfied with the experience as a Meekin consultant, Ron, Renee?
Strongly agree.
Ron?
Definitely.
Well, yeah, of course. I strongly agree, too.
Okay. Why for both of you? 26, 27 years into this, why?
It's fun. It's profitable. It's rewarding for the heart. Like Lyle said, there's joy in helping other individuals feel better and make a difference in their life, and at the same time making a difference in your own life.
Okay.
And for me, as beneficial as the products have been to me, being introduced to Niken was also my introduction to network marketing, and the personal growth aspects of network marketing and Niken are really important for me.
Okay. And Ron, would you mind again? I know a little more than the average person about the business, and I don't want to be blowing smoke, no pun intended, with all the smoke that's coming south out of Canada. I don't want to be blowing smoke your direction. But I say this in all honesty and sincerity, and you and I have had many conversations. The business that you and your brother ran for years, a conventional mechanic shop, a garage. And when you say that, I know there's a lot more in that statement, that the personal growth that we get to experience through Niken. And I want to go back, and this is where I want to finish, with the WE Academy. And I don't want to put too much stock in one thing, but 2 years in the development with, you know, with Professor Mary Bowser, Julie Tara, Barbara Richmond, the list goes on of the people. Those are the ones that jump out at me the most that put their blood, sweat, and tears into this program. When it comes to personal growth, Ron, and having, I know you haven't done the whole course, like I haven't done the whole course, but what is the motivation to continue in that arena of personal development for you?
Motivation is to become a better me. Become a better me, and with that in mind, being able to help other people become better at themselves.
It really doesn't have anything to do with the products, does it?
No, it doesn't.
It's the humans being more aspect. And if I can, and I want to let all three of you give a final word rather than Vance. I want to remind everybody again, if you feel, okay, if you feel like you're kind of like, because all of us have questions about why Niken doesn't do this and why they don't do that, I don't want to issue this as a rebuke, but just as a strong reminder, there's another R word, that if you feel like you're kind of out there isolated, please don't allow those feelings to linger very long. There are so many amazing things to plug into. And what I mean by that is every Tuesday night, balanced life equals happy life. And you, do you want to know who's on tap for this Tuesday night? Well, since you asked the question, I hope I can't get my phone to work. Here we go. So sorry, I should have had this in front of me. But I just reached out to, you know, Barb Satterwhite and said, hey, give me the rundown to who's on tap. So this coming June 20th, that's what's coming up, right? Yep, looking at the calendar, we've got Dr. Gary Lindner, Wellness Home, Why Everyone Needs One. That's who's on tap, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 out on the East Coast. The Zoom link, where is it at? It's on Niken's website, I believe. Yes, yeah. When you log in as a Niken Wellness Consultant to the front office, not the side office, not the back office, but it's right there, front and center, on your computer or on your phone. Sorry, I'm not being a jerk. I'm just telling you that's where it's at. There's no such thing as a back office. Haven't found it yet. I'm still looking, but I called the front office. Little pet peeve of mine. But June 20th, the link is right there. If you every single week only invited one person and they said yes to taking a look, that would be an average of 50 people a year that you're introducing to Neekin. You want a little more? Utilize this call. Every Saturday, same time, same number, except when there's a Seiko Kai next Saturday. The information is right there, bottom of the page in the front office on the calendar. Just hold your cursor on any of those dates that have a line under them, and it'll give you the registration information. If the registration information is not there, wait a few days, and it'll be there before the event. And you can get yourself registered and then copy and paste that, send it to a friend, and invite them. Renee was pretty strong on the sharing, and so was Lyle. They can be a little more stronger, but more stronger, more better. I know that's not proper English, but if you want to see who the list is, let me know. I can get you a list all the way up to September 26th. And if you've never seen Balanced Life, Happy Life, shame on you. You should be tuning in every week. It's the easiest, funnest way to introduce people to it. Sometimes they're 15 minutes long, sometimes they're 25 minutes long. The best presentations that we've ever seen about Neekin. There's lots of other things to plug into. Remember, the banana that gets separated from the bunch is the one that gets peeled. Don't get separated. Don't stay out there. Don't stay out there by yourself. I share this with our daughter all the time. All safety in numbers. All kinds of pithy sayings. So if you feel like you're isolated out there because you haven't been to a live event, they're live. They're happening every week. All the time. Monday nights, Michael DeMuccio, once a month, Ben Woodward. All this information is on the website. And if you can't find it, call somebody. Please don't stay out there by yourself. Last thoughts. And let me tell you, by the way, today, coming up is a powerhouse training. Again, it's on the calendar right there. How do you get registered for it? Click on the link, type in your name or your email. They'll send you the link, or you just click on the link sometime, and you don't have to register for it. Next Saturday, Seiko Kai. There's 8 of these a year. They are phenomenal. Seiko Kai in Japanese means success meeting. Do I sound like a commercial for this, Renee?
You do. But that's good.
So, last thoughts. Well, actually, Spark, sorry, before I get the last thoughts, I want to incentivize. I talked with my sponsor, Danny Rogers, my father. We've been talking about this for weeks. He has discovered, how do I say this and be respectful of my parents? It's a challenge, but I can do it. He has discovered in the 30 years that they've been in Neekin that they've acquired a few extra items that they are willing to give away as an incentive, not a promotion as Lyle helped us understand it, but an incentive to anybody who's in the Rogers organization or that tunes in to Saturday AMI once, okay? Upon completion of the We Academy, and as Renee said, you check the boxes as you go. Upon completion of the We Academy, call, text, email, meet Vance Rogers, 503-348-0749. And if you didn't write that down, it's okay. You'll get it again. But on completion of the We Academy, what do you do, Renee? When you complete it, call, text, or email who?
You.
Okay. You. And what will you receive as a long-term incentive for that?
Some kind of a prize from you guys, from your father.
So today, Team Meeker and Team Michigan.
Oh.
We'll be receiving a slightly used original Niken travel comforter.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa.
Right.
Wonderful.
Lyle, this is perfect timing because you're getting so cold with that air conditioning in your house, and, you know.
That's so true.
What do you do with these things? Well, this particular product from the past is one of the best emergency toolkits to have in any vehicle. It's very compact, very small. It works as a pillow if you've got the kids or the grandkids or a neighbor kid and you're driving late and they need a pillow to lean their head up against. But more important than that, when it's not as warm in Michigan or when a subtropical cold front rolls into Texas and there's power outages or you name it, this is one of the best emergency blankets on the planet. I only wish our first responders around the world had one of these. Forget the foil blankets, forget the yellow, forget all that stuff. Okay? This thing is amazing. Okay? My dad continues as he is purging. Don't even get me started on the number of gray Kinkotherm thermals. Not Long Johns. Long Johns are things you can buy at the store. Nobody sells, other than Nike, a product called Under Armour, what we had with the thermal. He might have discovered several pair. Unfortunately, they're small because they were moths. I think some of them are still in the packages. So, on completion of the We Academy, just like today, There's incentives for you. You need to check the boxes as you go through it. Okay? Why are the Rogers doing this? Because we can. You will, your business will expand, your personal development, as Ron said, that will expand. You'll be a better person. This is what humans being more is all about. So, as we wrap up, the first, the only, the last version of Niken Family Feud, the survey says, I am likely to continue as a Niken consultant in the future, Team Michigan, then
definitely.
Team Niken. Definitely, yes. I think you both, all three of you answered the question why. Answer this final question, though, for me. Why do you tune in to things like Seiko Kai, Master Day, and Humans Being More online, even if you can't be there in person? Why do you do that?
Community.
Yeah, the connection.
Connection.
Mm-hmm.
Community.
Keep
connection.
The batteries. Keep the battery charged.
Yeah.
So community, connection, and charged. All three C words. There's your short sermonette for the day.
You guys are awesome.
So there you have it, folks. Survey says everybody's a winner.
Yay.
Discover, live, share. So I want to say thank you again because Lyle had no idea. He had no idea tuning in today to Saturday AM Live that he was going to win something from Team Rogers.
Yeah, because it's been about 4 weeks.
Four weeks since you won something or four weeks that you kept the battery charged and got connected to the community?
Well, 4 weeks that I hadn't been able to get on the call.
But it's a darn tootin' good thing you did, eh?
Yep. That's all right, y'all.
Okay, well, thank you, guys. So thank you all so much.
Thank you, Vance.
Absolutely.
No, my pleasure, always. And if this has been beneficial, as in all the conversations that a friend of mine described, they said, hey, I just found out you do a podcast every week. I'm like, a podcast? I said, I do a conference call, and I'm pretty good looking at 7 a.m. in the morning, but I don't want people seeing this. Okay. So we're gonna until I have to do Zoom. So I have to. Which I we're setting up the office here in Emily, the middle child's bedroom, and it looks pretty good. The view is way better than the backdrop. But I want to just again heartfelt thank you to everybody. SaturdayAMLive.com is where Steve posts the thing. I haven't had an update, by the way, from author and nutritional guru expert Randy Rolfe on her book on how to get it. The title of the book is The One Ingredient Diet. Subtitle is Transforming Your Life Through Food in 21 Days. Very simple concept. I'm sure the book, I haven't read it yet. I've strongly endorsed it, as with Barb Satterwhite and others. But the concept, and strongly, I'm sure in the book, it talks about Neekin's Nutritionals. I would believe it would, but this is a huge thing in our culture today. People are looking for answers. All we got to do, not all, it's not that simple, it's not that trite, but connecting them to Neekin, products and solutions we have. As Brody Creaney says all the time, there is a better way. So I don't have an update on that. I think that's all I wanted to share as far as announcements, comments, questions, concerns. Star six, anybody on topic related to Neekin? I don't think.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
Yeah, y'all come back. Thank you, Lyle. Okay. Justine, yes, you like to always get the last word in here. Go ahead.
No, I don't want the last one. That's why I'm coming in now, so somebody else can get the last word. What is Randy's last name?
Rolfe, R-O-L-F-E.
Okay, and I also want to send out a blessing to all the fathers, fathers-to-be, grandfathers, etc., that you all have a very safe, happy, and blessed Father's Day.
Absolutely, and I will add that as we celebrate, this is kind of new for some of us, and we may not understand it all. I encourage you to do the research. If you're not familiar with Juneteenth, okay, that's Monday. It is a national holiday. More and more businesses are observing it, taking it off. Do a little research. As far as the humans being more area, there's a lot of people that is a big deal, and it should be a big deal for all of us. So on the heels of Father's Day, I want to echo what Justine said. But find out why. The better able to relate to people is to ask more questions. Ask, rather than being jumping to provide the answers, ask more clarifying questions. As they may. Yes, go ahead.
One thing I want to say, and it's how we got into it through Steve Trumbull, is you ask the question, let's see what this product might do for you. We don't know. It may not do what you want it to do, but believe me, it will take energy into your body and do what it needs to do to get you in better health.
That's a great way of describing it. But I want to slide in here, as Leo LeMay has taught me. In his time, he always jokingly says, well, I joined Neekin to learn English. And yet he is with the this last year, the top wellness consultant of the year for North America. And he said, it's not about the sales. I've learned to become a better interviewer. Mm-hmm. Ask more clarifying questions. And Justine, as you just put, what do you want the product to do? What are you looking for in the arena? And then as Dr. Gary Linder reminds us that in these environmental areas, air, water, sleep, you realize, here's a statistic I read, and just throwing it in here at the end, the other day. Insomnia. Anybody who suffers from a sleep disorder who's not getting the 6 to 9 hours of good quality REM stage sleep, they have a 50% higher risk of stroke. That, oh my goodness. Because why? The body's not getting the repair and the rejuvenation it needs. I had somebody ask me this last week, you sleep on magnets? And I said, yes, you don't? So they couldn't figure it out. And I showed them with my fingers how thin the Nature Rest Fit is. So what will I do with that person? I got to remember who that person was. I remember who it was. Is invite them Tuesday night. It's the inviting. And the more people we invite, we've talked about this. Jeannie Zeden is teaching me so much that she's learning from Richard Bliss Brook on the power of texting. And if you don't text, it's okay. Email. Pick up the phone. The worst thing that anybody can say is not no. The worst thing they can say is, why didn't you talk to me earlier? Oof, that's a harsh question to receive. So please stop. Please continue sharing. Yes, go ahead.
Once again, happy Father's Day to you and your dad and your brothers and everybody on the call. Great call, by the way. Excellent call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to, Linda. This is my little personal Father's Day gift to you. There's this guy named, I think his name is Vance Rogers, and this is what I learned from you years ago when I first joined and coming on your call. You would say a very simple thing when you would start talking to people. And one of the things you would mention is, are you open to looking at another way to fill in the blank? And that are you open line, it seems so simple, but it really can save you a lot of time because a lot of people are closed-minded, you know, and they only go by what their doctors say and, you know, all that. We've been trained to do that and over the counter. So it saves a lot of wear and tear on your mind to just ask, are they open? And some will tell you, no, okay, then God bless you. Here's a card. You go on your way. So I love that. So that's my gift to you, that what I've learned from you, much more of it. I just thought I'd throw that in.
And Linda, I think you know I have to give tribute and honor to where tribute and honor are due. I learned that from my father.
Of course you did. It sounds just like something Jenny would say. Are you open? It's a good line.
This may seem low or cheap or like super frugal, but in helping my parents purge and kind of clean up and reclaim some of their home and get rid of stuff, I happened to find the Father's Day card that I gave my dad last year.
Wow.
So all I'm going to do is highlight everything I wrote last year because it was really good.
I bet it was. You've had many years of practice.
I'm going to re-gift it to him with another gift card or certificate to a restaurant that I know he enjoys eating at. I just got to go.
That's how you do it. Oh, that's awesome.
So,
well, send me some pictures, okay? I want to see how you do that.
So, again, happy Father's Day to all you dads, granddads, and wannabe dads. If you're a male, again, I don't want to diminish the females because we did celebrate you last month. But if you're a male, trust me, you're a father to somebody. If you're a Nikan, you've influenced somebody. Trust me. Even if you don't have a biological or adopted, you're a father. If you've ever said a kind word to anybody, that's what dads do. So anyway, okay, anybody else? Question, comment, concern?
Ma'am?
Yes, Justine, again.
I know. Did you say that you had some, we're not supposed to say this, but far infrared attire for a small person?
I need to look, Justine, before I answer that question. This was a phone call a few days ago from Dad, and so I need to look. I need to look at the condition before I get too excited. The nice thing about the gray, and again, these are former products that Nikan had, the demand did not justify the continuation of it, even though we all love it. We use them. They're phenomenal.
We need them.
However, yeah, we need them. It would be great if we had them, but the cost to produce them, it didn't pencil out at all because of all these other factors. This is the way that both Luis and I remember Kurt Foley from years ago explaining it. But let me get back to you on that. Let me take a look.
Please do, because I've got somebody who is just very, very ill and cannot use the other products, and that is the one product that they can use. So don't let anything happen until you talk to me, please.
Okay. Well, I'm going to use this as your motivation to, and I know that sometimes technology is a challenge to some of us, but Justine, for you and Ronnie, this could be your motivation to go through the We Academy so you can get that product for free.
Okay.
So does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. I just have to figure out how to get to the We Academy.
It's on the website, and I'm going to tell you how simple it is. Watch this. This is not a tutorial, but I click on the NECN website. I click on login. I immediately, my ID number pops up with the password that I saved on our laptop. And right there, far right-hand side of the front office, is the button. I'm waiting for my laptop to render. I got the eternal pinwheel of death spinning and spinning and spinning. It's killing me. I click on tools on the right side. Boom, right there. Take your business, NECN business, to the next level. We Academy, click here to learn more. I click there, and it takes me right on it. That fast, that simple. If I went too fast for you, oops, it didn't take me where, oh, there it is. I'm sorry, I clicked on the wrong button. There it is. Now it's popping up. It's that simple, folks. It's so much fun. Module zero, We Academy intro. Now,
you're talking to somebody who's a computer, and I do not get along, but we'll try it.
Okay, so there you go. There's the spirit. We'll try, or we'll do. If you don't, then you'll never know how great this thing is. I mean,
sure it is, but
just,
do know that this person needs this product. I mean, it could be a matter of life and death.
Yeah, it could. And our new customer, Stephanie, is a perfect example. 9 days ago, never heard of NECN before. Now she knows a little bit more. She's not an expert on the company, but I don't think you're going to be able to pry those insoles out of her sandals. So anyways, folks, have a great Father's Day weekend. Don't hear any other voices in the background, so I think we're going to sign off. Thank you for tuning in. And again, it's in an hour or 2 hours from now. Let me look at the calendar right quick. Let's go back to the front page. Today is the 17th. Powerhouse Workshop. Yes, in English. Oops. Come on. English version is today at 10 p.m., so 2 hours from now. If you've never done one, or you want to refresh a course on why the powerhouse promotion or incentive, that is a long-term incentive. Thank you, Lyle, for helping us remember the difference between the two. Long-term incentive. If you're unfamiliar, and these are phenomenal, I would call it an open conversation with Luis and Ruben today, 10 a.m. is in English, and I think the Spanish version is at 9 a.m., so in an hour from now. So, anyways, it's all there. Tune in. You snooze, you lose. Next Saturday, no Saturday AM Live, but instead, Seiko Kai. How do you register? You just move your cursor onto that calendar, click on the button, and there's the registration link. I click on it. And my name is already there, and I click register, and boom, I'm successfully registered. That took me less than 10 seconds. So it's all there, and I'm not mocking you at all if you're not as computer savvy. I'm not, but I learned this all from the 13-year-old who keeps, just get out of the way, Daddy, you're too slow. It's over. So find a 12-year-old, find a 15-year-old, they can show you how to do it. And again, have a great Father's Day weekend. Thanks for tuning in. And thank you again, Lyle, Meeker, and Ron and Renee. Be looking in the mail soon. Post- post office is closed on Monday. So, Nancy, by the way, your packages will arrive. Packages, that's plural. Packages will arrive on Tuesday. So, let's see, when can I mail that? Oof, that'll be next Thursday or Friday. I'm going out of town again next week. So, be looking for that. And thank you for playing. I had fun.
Thank you, Vance.
You're welcome, Rob.
That was fun.
Thanks, Vance.
All right, you guys, thanks again. Have a great holiday weekend, everyone.
They need to develop a cooling suit.
I saw, hang on, I